The Warriors take on the Trailblazers in Portland on Friday night after hosting the Spurs on Thursday at Oracle Arena and after Stephen Curry exited the game early in the first quarter, having tweaked his right ankle. A close battle with San Antonio ensued where Kevin Durant delivered a game-high 37 points to go with 11 boards, while Draymond Green picked up a triple-double with 12 rebounds, 10 assists, and 11 points in a tough-fought victory, 110-107 the final. Here's Coach Kerr.
We got the news, obviously, about Steph, but are there any more details available?
He's going to go on the trip with us, but he won't play tomorrow, and then we'll just take it day by day.
How was his overall demeanor afterwards?
It's good. I mean, he said it was a little bit like the Atlanta one. You know, he wanted to lobby to come back in the game, and we wouldn't let him, but he said it was kind of a similar tweak, but so we got to be careful with it, and you know, like I said, we'll just take him on the trip. He won't play tomorrow, and we'll see from there.
Steve, at what point is it a cumulative thing with him, especially I guess it's the fourth one he's done?
I'm not qualified to answer that. I'm really not. I mean, you know, we'll talk with our training staff the next couple of days and see where we go.
Obviously, the offense at the end there looked like it was pretty much clear out for Kevin. Was that a coaching call, or was that just kind of happen naturally when he's going like that?
It's brilliant coaching, just wonderful coaching. Yeah, just I mean, he and Draymond, you know, got into the pick and roll action and did a great job. KD was just breathtaking down the stretch, amazing. And I just liked our fight. I thought we actually played all right for most of the game. You know, we didn't turn it over. Played pretty good defense. We just couldn't make a shot. But we also didn't raise the level of competition to that fever pitch that we need until the final few minutes. And that's, I thought Kevin was instrumental in that, just kind of taking over the huddle and taking over the game.
And I know you can't medically, you know, give your opinion on the recurrence of the right ankle injury, but can you feel that frustration within him bubbling that you can tell it's the right ankle again and again, and he really seemed to be head down today after?
Yeah, I mean, of course he's frustrated, and, you know, I don't know what else I can tell you. He's in there, he's bummed out, but you got to just, it's part of it, and you got to deal with it.
Draymond got his third triple-double of the season tonight. Obviously, he started out not shooting so well. But you talked about that fight. How does Draymond just bring that fight in games like this, just doing everything?
It's just what he does. He seems to be at his best when you know, things go wrong for us and we have to have that fight. He's one of the most competitive people I've ever been around. And when he gets going like that defensively and he's all over the floor, blocking shots, getting steals, yelling. That's when we're at our best.
Steve, there's 11 games that Steph was out, and I guess two more. Where did how they played then go into play into a game like tonight where they had to, again, play without him?
Well, I think our guys understand when Steph is out, everything changes. The whole building feels it. There's not as much energy and pace and frenzy and and so it becomes a more methodical game. And we played well without Steph when he missed those 11 games. I think we went 9-2, and our defense was great. And that's what it's going to take. We're going to have to take care of the ball like we did tonight and play great defense and find some offense as we go.
You've been very clear that health and rest is more important than number one seed. But does this even emphasize, I mean, do you almost say, hey, don't even think about the number one seed at this point? Or how do you approach this?
I wouldn't say that. You never know. You know, what's going to happen, and we're half a game out. So I'm not thinking about the number one seed. I'm thinking about our health, and we'll get Steph healthy, but we've proven we can win without him. We already did it at one point in the season. We'll have to keep doing it and until he's back, but I'm very confident in this group, even with some injuries.
With the injuries to your guard spots, even plus McCaw, it's been pretty obvious the need for Quinn Cook lately. He's coming up somewhat close to that 45-day threshold. Obviously, he can't play in the playoffs if he's a two-way guy. Is there a thought to maybe get him as a roster guy?
Well, we're going to be okay on the days. You know, we've purposely mapped this out, and we're going to be all right. He's he can stay with us, and you know, once the G League season is over, he can continue to stay with us. And so doing the math, it looks like Quinn should be able to be with us the rest of the way. He can't play in the playoffs based on the rules with the two-way stuff. So I don't anticipate that happening.
Steve, is that sort of the energy that you envisioned from JaVale, especially early in the game?
Yeah, he was great. I thought JaVale really gave us a good lift. A lot of energy, a lot of athleticism, which, we know that's what he brings. So Omri hasn't played in a while, came in, did a good job. So we needed everybody. We played everybody, double-figure minutes tonight. You don't see that often, but we needed them all.
I guess going back on JaVale, he's played very well since the All-Star break. Has he put his a bid into, I know you've said matchups will be involved in the center position, but has he kind of put his bid into the starting role right now?
I mean, how many games has he started? Seven? I mean, since the break, he's started the last seven, and we've won them all, and he's playing well. So, it doesn't mean I'm going to announce that he's the starter the rest of the way, but I've said it many times. We play center by committee. We've got a lot of guys who do different things. Whatever the situation calls for, we'll do, but I like what I'm seeing right now, so we'll stay with him.
I'm sure you love Steph's competitiveness and will to play, but when he asks to go back in a game after suffering an injury like that, how much tougher does it make your guys' job and going forward, judging when to allow him to play? How much tougher does that make?
It's not that hard, actually. Chelsea and I have a much better view of the big picture than Steph does, and of course he wants to go back in the game, but it's a pretty simple decision. So we just, tell him sorry. And maybe next game.
Steve, you go into this game without four rotation players. You lose Steph early. First of all, what does it say that you guys are able to grit a game out like this? And the other part is, on the other guys, is there any knowing when they might be able to go again? Guys like David and Andre and those guys.
I would call David and Andre day-to-day. And obviously, we don't know with Steph beyond tomorrow. So, yeah, they're all kind of day-to-day. But I was really pleased with the way everybody stepped up and played. We still have three All-Stars when Steph goes down. We still have a lot of talent. And Kevin Durant took over the game on offense. And Draymond, did his thing defensively. And nobody's going to feel sorry for us because we only have three All-Stars left when Steph goes out.
Steve, I know Clay continued on, but was he okay all night? He seemed like he was wincing or maybe
a back thing. Yeah, he got banged up first half. I think it might have been his hip. I think he ran into DeJounte Murray, but he seemed like he was okay at the end of the game.
And after Friday's game against the Trailblazers in Portland, the Warriors head to Minneapolis, where they will take on the Minnesota Timberwolves on Sunday. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.